It's National Youth Week, and one of the key focuses is on young people's mental health. 15% of young people have an anxiety disorder, according to the Bureau of Statistics. But while there are numerous services in place, young people aren't always reaching out to them. Jessica Smalley looks at why anxiety and depression is such a problem for our youth.
So do you experience mental health issues?
I do, anxiety, depression, mild OCD. It runs through my family. My dad committed suicide. My grandma's bipolar. So it's kind of like our beast of burden as far as like our families go. It's like that's what we have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely, I definitely do. I mean, I think it comes about, especially when it comes to doing work.
I went through a stage of anxiety, but yeah, that's kind of, it's still a little bit there, but sorted out a bit as well.
For many young people, dealing with anxiety and depression is a reality of their everyday lives. From pressure from exams to pressure about money to pressure from their parents, the struggle seems endless. Headspace is a service dedicated to helping young people with mental health issues of all kinds. Natalie Gray is their chief medical officer. What are some of the biggest issues of mental health youth are facing today?
The most common mental health difficulties that young people face are anxiety, depression or low mood, and also substance use or disorders. We think that up to about one in four young people in Australia is facing a mental health difficulty at the moment.
And so what happens if they don't pick up the phone, if they can't make that first step? What are some of the effects of that?
Well, there are a number of effects. I think the first is that it's a real missed opportunity. So for young people that are having difficulties, often all they will need is some information or some skills and tools and strategies that they can put into practice to help them address their symptoms and feel better now. The longer the mental illness goes on before treatment is sought, obviously like physical illness, the worse it gets. And so then by the time that they either do decide to seek help or by the time that they have no choice but to seek help because they're really very unwell, it's harder to treat and it takes longer to treat. So the earlier you're able to access help, the more effective that help is, the more immediate the results are likely to be, and also the more prepared you are for whatever challenges life throws at you down the track.
Chief Medical Officer of Headspace, Natalie Gray. How do you deal with it?
A lot of pills. No. No, I am medicated, but on and off I'll access kind of counselling services, but I find a lot of relief through my work, through creativity and making films and things like that, yeah.
I think the way I try to deal with it is spend more time with friends, but at the same time that can really exacerbate the issue, because I think I derive a lot of happiness from my friends. So I think, but often I find the best way to deal with it is not really spend a lot of time with my friends, but it's often to spend time on my own and actually just sit down and try and piece it out.
Although I never medicated, I sought out sort of like counselling services and found that talking to friends and family really helped.
I think I struggle to determine when it becomes serious and when it doesn't. Like, how do you know to say I need help? I think that's a difficult boundary to understand.
I was gonna go and see someone about it, but I ended up just going to the doctor, getting a mental health plan, and then never following up on it. So I think just over time, like, I think my anxiety was purely based on like decision making, and I think as I've gotten older, that's just become less of an issue for me than it used to be.
Entertainment host Osher Gunsberg, formerly known as Andrew G, is somebody who is vocal about his anxiety. How ironic that I feel a little bit anxious about this interview.
Nah, don't worry about it.
So you're quite vocal about your own struggle with anxiety, especially on your podcast. How has speaking publicly about your own health helped you?
I think, like I always have, you know, I got really sick at the start of 2014, and I realised that, luckily I realised that something was very wrong, and I was able to realise that and get help very quickly. But I thought to myself, if I didn't know that this was happening to me, if I didn't know that I was having a crisis moment, and the world, I thought the world actually was falling apart, I probably would have ended up in a lot of trouble. I really, really did. I really felt that way. And I thought, well, more people need to know that this sort of stuff can happen with your brain.
Have you had any feedback from young people?
Yeah. A lot of people reach out to me on Twitter, or they send me an email, and people write. I'm really grateful that people reach out to me. But the very first thing I always write back is, thank you for sharing that. You should call your doctor, because it sounds like you need help. And so take action, take responsibility, get control of where your thinking is, and do the best thing you possibly can for yourself right now, which is to go and get help.
You went to uni and for a couple of weeks and then left.
Yeah, I dropped out because it was too hard.
Do you think young people face an unnecessary amount of pressure?
Oh, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. I certainly don't think university is for everyone. I was taught that it was the only path possibly forward. However, I think the traditional education paths aren't the be-all and end-all for the promise of a great career. You know, this idea that high school, uni, internship, apprenticeship, career, retire at 60 is gone. And you can have four careers by the time you're 40 now. Save up some money, go overseas, have a look at the world for a while. You might find something that you're into. It takes a while. Nobody knows what they want to do at 17, I promise you.
While the discussion about mental health is progressing, there's still a huge stigma attached to it. What are some of the changes you'd like to see in Australia that we're not already doing?
The analogy I like to use is if just pretend it is someone who's having a hypoglycemic reaction to their diabetes. Say you go to work and you're working, you're at a meeting, you're in a boardroom and everything's great. Someone says, oh, hang on, man, I'm really low. I'm going to have to go to the sweets machine, go and get me some candy and then lie down. No one's going to bat an eyelid, all right? And then you're going to check on them about an hour. Are you cool? Do you need some more time? Yeah, I'm going to need to lie here for about an hour. Sorry, I can't, you know, work for the rest of the afternoon. No problem. Take your time, Dennis. You're fine. If I'm the same, if I'm in a boardroom meeting and say, hey, guys, sorry, there was a trigger word before I wasn't quite ready for. I'm fine, but unfortunately my body's now flooded with these chemicals that I can't really think properly. I'm just going to go and sit in the quiet room for a little while. People will be like, cool, he'll be back later. That's what I'd like to see.
What would you say to any young person who experiences anxiety or depression?
Oh, look, it's so important. It's so important to take control of the situation. Think of it like it's a pair of glasses that you can't take off, but those glasses are putting everything through a filter. That it's just a switch in your brain that's stuck in one direction and not the other. If you take control of that situation, if you take responsibility for your own health and you go and find some help and do the work, you've got to do the work, you can get that switch to flick back over and you can get better. You can get better and you can, you know, maintain a pretty fantastic life for yourself. But you do have to do the work and you do have to look after yourself. You're very lucky that you were born with a special brain that could do some things way better than other people's, but it does come at the cost of occasionally turning against you. But it's super important to take responsibility because no one can fix it but you.